Bernie's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, the Back Together Gurney Challenge that's been going on, which pretty much you just go out to eat, take pictures, tag
Ain't
yourself.
Wrong with that.
No, it's easy. These are already things that we do, but Gurney providing some incentives that you win, you know, gift cards to Gurney restaurants. And then I'm so excited, going to be adding to the grand prize drawing that they're doing. We've been talking about Great Wolf Lodge here for a while. But there's an announcement to be made with that grand prize. First, though, we have Paula Smith in with us. Again, welcome back.
Thank you.
And you are the owner of Riverside Cafe.
That's
which
right.
You were in, I want to say it was the week you guys opened up.
Yes, the crazy week.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not crazy at all, opening up a business during a pandemic. What are you talking about? But when we last talked to you, obviously, things were just, opening up at your cafe. What's been new since at Riverside?
Well, we've been through a lot. Like you said, opening during a pandemic has been crazy. But honestly, the support of the community has been huge. And I just really want to say thank you to Gurney and the surrounding cities just because they've been amazing. Lots of new things. Our hours have changed. I know it states that we're open from 7:30 a.m., but that's changing to 7 a.m. just because the crowds are getting there a little bit earlier.
Okay.
Until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, we're open from 7 to 3. And we've also added a couple of other things like more lunch, and our new baked goods are going to be coming out more and more as the time progresses and we get a little bit
busier. Time's really a dragon for you is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you guys have scones now. What is a scone? Can someone explain a scone to me? Because I've never been able to actually wrap my head around it.
I would like a harder cookie. I don't know.
A hard
like
cookie.
A thicker.
Are you supposed to dip it in something?
You can dip it in your coffee. It's really good.
Okay. Because that's what...
Well, is the coffee good after though? Because now you got floaties in it.
Well... That's the best part. You can scoop it out.
That's the best part of it. So you are a coffee house along
yes.
with being a restaurant.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the coffee that you serve.
We serve Colectivo coffee. It's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's just like the absolute best coffee that I've had. And that's why I decided that I wanted to sell it.
Can you say it again?
Colectivo coffee.
I would have just been like, can I have your collective?
No, you got to say it like the rest of us say it, Colectivo, because we can't say
can't
it like,
say it
like she says.
As pretty as she does.
I do love it, though.
So you're,
because
he's from Milwaukee, Wes, you're familiar with Colectivo?
I'm not from there. I live there.
Okay. But
I don't want to claim I'm from there. A lot of weird stuff happens there. Except for the collective.
Except for the coffee.
Wait a second. You've been there for over half your life, haven't you?
20 years,
okay.
Yeah.
At this point,
yeah, I kinda am, yeah.
It is what it is. You guys also have Joe Coffee app, yes. Which is ordering.
Yeah, ordering ahead. Yeah, so basically if you download the Joe Coffee app, you can order your coffee and you have the option to pick up at the counter or we can bring it out to you curbside.
That's awesome. I know people are still wanting to make things. This is something that's not going to go away, like the whole curbside pickup. I mean, not that it wasn't a thing before, but having the parking spots for it now
right.
and the call ahead. And I think
it's huge.
As far as the pandemic, you know, is, yeah, not a great thing. But I do think that there are the easy button came out in a lot of places as far as restaurants go and groceries and
they're
what
doing
have
me a
you.
Favor too because I'm getting more steps because they have taken so many parking spots up for the curbside
yes!
stuff that I'm like, well, I gotta get more steps, so thank you to everybody that does more curbside.
Now I mentioned about your scones. You guys have other pastries as well. What kind of flavors do those come in?
Yes, so we're actually just experimenting with blueberry, chocolate, cinnamon chocolate, and a variety of things. We also have our jumbo chocolate chip cookies, which sell out pretty quickly every time
okay.
we bake them. So we're just looking to up our production to make sure that everyone gets to try.
Gets a sweet, fixes their sweet tooth.
Yes.
Is that what it's called? A sweet tooth? Do you have a sweet tooth?
I don't.
Get your sweet tooth fixed. That's what
there
I wanted
go.
To say. So
I've got a meat tooth, not a sweet tooth.
I have a salt tooth. Is that a thing?
No.
Salt tongue? I don't know.
That's cows have. Oh, wait, that's a salt lick. Whatever.
I like salt. guilty things. Paula, again, talking to her from Riverside. Now, you mentioned your chocolate chip cookies selling out. Is that something that people could call ahead and order? Or
yeah, absolutely.
It's like you have to be banging down the door to get
well,
it.
Well, you can call ahead. And we're also taking reservations for scones.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So business is popping during the pandemic. Like you
thankfully,
thanked
yeah.
everybody as far as Gurnee residents go in the surrounding cities for their support. Now, you brought in some food today, which yes. is one of your popular items, the French toast. So what makes your French toast different than the frozen stuff I get and throw in the microwave?
No, I'm really... Lego my ego? Is that really we're going to compare her restaurant? Waffles to Lego my ego.
Well, I'm kidding.
Well, the biggest difference is that like our bread, the bread that we sell or, you know, use at the cafe is slow-made bread. So it's not like commercial bread that's
okay.
instantly made on the spot. It takes 3 days for it to rise.
And anything we always say, anything that takes longer tastes better, right?
Absolutely.
We were talking about pork the other day.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
like, yeah.
yeah,
I cooked it for 3 days and yeah. it was so good, but yeah. you had to wait the 3 days for it. So anyhow, Paula, thank you so much for being on with
Thanks
us again. And before we let you go, what is your Gurnee go-to?
I would say, what's the name? It's a taco place.
It's a taco place.
Bell.
No.
Mom corn. No. We'll mention mom corn because we love mom corn too.
Tacos Durango. Sorry.
Oh,
that took way too long. Tacos Durango.
Yes.
They have the best tacos that I've had.
Ooh, good to know.
In a long
time. Because I am a taco connoisseur. Is that what it's called?
They're delicious.
Sure.
Taco enthusiast.
There, that's better.
Okay. Get out, go try some food from Gurnee restaurants. Post your pictures on Gurnee's Got It.
You might have to rephrase that when you have a guest in here, when you go, get out and try some. Keep the sentence going because I thought you were throwing her out.
No, I wasn't throwing her out. I want the people to get out, try some Gurnee restaurants, try some food from there. Post your pictures on Gurnee's Got It. Tag, hashtag, back together Gurnee. That's going to get you more entries in the grand prize drawing, which... We've been talking about that overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge in Gurnee. Yes, it includes the water park passes and dinner for the family. And adding to that, 4 single day tickets plus $100 of in-park dining voucher at Six Flags Great America. They just announced that they're going to be opening April 24th. I know my kids are super excited about that.
It's like 10 days from now, 9 days.
I know. That grand prize winner, we will be announcing that right here on Gurnee's Got It Thursday, May 13th. Again, Paula, thank you so much. Get out to
Thanks
Riverside Cafe. And looking forward to trying that delicious French toast that you brought in. We'll be doing Facebook Live over at 102.3 XLC.